It is testament yet again to what a brilliant side we're watching. It's unbelievable. And you know where we were today, our filler in terms of position, we were quite near the pitch, weren't we? And I was sort of looking at some of our players, and I could see some of the cheeks starting to blow, and you know, a couple of them looked a little bit done in. I think a couple of them were starting to think maybe this isn't our day. And I think when Trent gets that free kick, you think this is his Steven Gerrard moment. This is the moment he's going to put a top in. And it was a great effort, but it gets that little nick, it goes over the bar, and you're like, maybe it's not going to come, maybe it's not going to come. And then, oh my God, it came.
Well, you know what? You're right, because you're thinking, and I said to you, didn't I, this could be a Steven Gerrard moment. He's got that free kick, it's all set up. It takes a long time to take the free kick, so you're thinking, lad, just put a top in, for fuck's sake, put a top in. We need a top in, because you know that City have won. It doesn't transpire, and then you do start to think, well, it's one of them. We've been absolutely shafted, by the way, by the officials. I mean, we haven't even got into the fact that Firmino's probably onside. Again, we haven't seen it back properly. We could have had a pen or two by the looks of it. So you think the chance is gone, and yet Sadio Mane, who plays a huge part in the first goal, is alive enough to direct the header that it didn't even look on, but when he makes contact, Robert, we're behind him, aren't we? It's in all the way, and there's nothing Tommy can fucking do about it. It's in all the way, and the let off in the away. I mean, you're talking Mane levels in the derby let off. That's what it was like. It was as good as that for me, and it might come the end of the season.
I don't even know where you went, mate. I think mate, you
20 rows down, lad. Honestly,
you entered another reality. Like 1 minute I was with Ian Ryan, and the next like he'd gone, and I didn't see him for about half an hour.
I felt like some guy was trying to steal me hood on my coat. It was fucking bananas. But as I said, I mean, everyone just to a man went berserk, and you can't, it's hard to put into words, to be honest with you, what that let off was like. You think it's one of those games where you're probably going to look back in months to come and say, fucking hell, that meant absolutely everything in the pursuit of this title. It meant everything, the way the players came over at the end, that every single one of them, and you can see how much it meant to the likes of Andrew Robertson. You know, Trent looked like he'd absolutely given everything. It looked like he was kind of feeling the back of his hammy maybe at the end, towards the end. It's hard to question any of them. Yes, it wasn't some of their best personal displays. Fucking hell, Robbo, my God.